is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is day four on AM 1270 in Detroit. We're saluting them all month long. Want to welcome in all the listeners who, by the way, Canada has closed the border at the bridge and the tunnel until August 21st now. They added a month. I like how easy it is for other countries to close their borders, isn't it? This COVID-19 story won't stop when it comes to the world of sports. A couple of NBA players broke out of the bubble. Did you read the story from somebody in the front office for the Sacramento Kings? He ordered food. And because he went outside the bubble, they get like 10 days quarantined in their hotel room. NBA's taking it serious. The whole question is, can you keep those young guys quarantined? And you've seen all the videos. They're shotgunning beers. They're fishing off the little Disney deck, which chances are you're lucky if you get like a 6-inch fish. These guys are going to go stir crazy. But they're there to make millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars if they're getting the minimum in the bubble and they're moving forward. I did throw out the question to the audience, and the response has been interesting because off of what the SEC commissioner said yesterday, and they're kind of the leaders on the way back for college football, where medically things have to change for us to have a season in terms of college football. I think the pro sports all are going to go. Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL in Edmonton and Toronto. If the borders are closed, I guess you can you fly in? How do the American players, I guess you get probably special visas, right? The Americans who are going to Edmonton and Toronto? And then how does that work for baseball also with the Blue Jays? And I know they were looking to play at their AAA ballpark in Buffalo the last time I read up on that yesterday. So I posted the huge question of the day. How confident are you, off of what the SEC said yesterday, that we'll have college football this fall? There's a lot of pessimism, I'll be honest, so far looking at the answers to the question of the day at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. A lot of pessimism. Is that fed by the media? Is that fed by what you're seeing in Florida and Texas? Those seem, you know, Florida seems to be, in the Houston area seem to be the two hot spots right now. I was looking at Michigan. We've actually calmed down over the last 5 days. So that's pretty cool. So answer that question of the day. You can do it on air, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Easiest way is to just text us. It's free to opt in. Text the word HUGE to 21,000, and then you can text the show anytime you want to. Anytime you want to text us. You know, I was talking with Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network with AM 1270 in Detroit. We were looking at creative, unique, old-school radio marketing ideas. And seeing that they're probably not going to have the fair, like at the fairgrounds in Detroit, he wanted to shoot Superfly out of a cannon that would have the HUGE Show AM 1270 logo on it. And then people would have to guess how, and he'd have a big net at the end, so he wouldn't hit the ground, unless it veers off to the left or right. So he sent me this diagram on promoting the HUGE Show, and it's called Launching in Detroit. So he originally said, hey, you know, like kind of Super Dave, you remember that guy, right? He said, Bill, why don't you get launched and it's your launch in Detroit? And I said, no, I got a better idea. Why don't we have Superfly put on a HUGE Show jumpsuit with like AM 1270 on the back? Logos will sell advertising. You know, Soaring Eagle can be on one sleeve, Meyer on another, Auto Value on his leg. And if there's any clothing line that says Kiss Your Ass Goodbye, that could be right on the backside. Because I told Boer, I said, there's no way I'm doing it. He goes, what? But you would send Superfly to be shot out of the cannon for the launch in Detroit on AM 1270. I said, yeah. Because guess what? I can kind of get a feel for if it works. Marty's like, we need to be creative. We're new. I said, you know what? Let it happen naturally. Let people start listening. We got a great following all across Michigan now. 21 radio stations. Let people find their path. We got a lot to talk about today. Dan Dockich will join us. I find him to be the greatest college basketball color analyst. We'll get his thoughts on basketball being lost in the shuffle, because if there's no football, could we not have college basketball till after January? Or does he think we need a vaccine before you let people back in a building? But they'll play those games for TV without fans. Fans aren't even in the conversation. But then I'm looking at the Patriots and Cam Newton. They're doing a roundtable. And the Patriots are talking about reduced capacity. The NFL's planning on fans. Jacksonville did this last Friday, the Jaguars. And that's one of the hot spots. That's one of the hot spots the world's seen in Florida, not in terms of people dying or hospitalizations, but case numbers. So the NFL, hey, they're in a debate with the Players Association, want to be tested every day. They don't want any preseason games. NFL owners want a couple of preseason games and random testing. It's funny how a couple of times we'll do it. Hey, how you doing? Donna Frio, COVID-19 testing. Our shop is right down from that same mobile home park where Eminem grew up on 8 Mile. We're going to test everybody. You know how we save money? We reuse the Q-tips. Hey, Donna Frio, COVID-19 testing. Hey, guess what? We got a reusable Q-tip for $9.99 test, or a new one for $199.99. Where are you going? I know where you're going. If the NFL is planning on fans, hey, but this is the same NFL, if you watch the movie Concussion, they exactly don't follow medical protocol. Their history is the big dollars first, right? This entire story is all over the place. It really is. I mean, I'm reading with my son, and he's telling me about the new Madden 21 ratings. By the way, Matt Stafford's not in the top 10 quarterbacks for Madden. DeAndre Swift gets a great rookie rating as the third best running back. I think they're going to announce all the ratings on Friday on TV. It's big, I'm telling you. You know, my 13-year-old son talks about Madden. He's learned about the NFL because of Madden. He knows all the players. He knows how good they are. He knows the numbers, like the 99 club now where Mahomes leads at. I'm curious where they're going to rank. That's the only reason I want to see the rankings on Friday night is where they would rank Stafford, because there's a lot of back and forth and everybody's, you know, going into 2020 prognostications on, well, I got Stafford at top 10. No, he's not top 10. Detroit doesn't have top 10 weapons on offense. And I'm thinking, really? You know why they don't? Because a lot of it is still outside of Galladay. A lot of it has to be proved. A, Stafford needs to stay healthy. Galladay's legit, all pro, right? You don't know, you know, Kerryon Johnson, stay healthy. Swift's coming in as a rookie out of Georgia. Hockenson, stay healthy. So, yeah, on paper, we all look at it and say, hey, look at who they've drafted. Look at these guys. They're all good. No, it's about not only personal numbers, but gelling together and becoming a unit where opposing defensive coordinators and players fear you. So we'll talk some football later. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. He doesn't have league night. That guy's in more golf. He golfs more than Tiger and Mickelson and the PGA Tour does. They have that little par three. I don't think they can play it now with COVID. Superfly, have you been down to Allen Park? They have a legitimate par three hole at the practice facility. But I don't think they're using it because of the COVID situation. We'll talk to Mike O'Hara. Dockage, like I said, will let us know the impact of what's going on with college basketball if there's no football. Mark Wilson, speaking of golf, PGA rules official, one of our PGA Tour insiders. Tiger is back for the first time since February, playing this week at Jack's Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, where they have back-to-back stops on the PGA Tour. Evan Woodbury follows the Tigers for MLive.com. We'll talk to Evan about these inter-squad games, which are cool. And guess what? Fox Sports Detroit Thursday night is doing a game on TV. You remember yesterday I said, boy, Fox Sports Detroit should be carrying these games. I think it's Thursday. Double check on that, Superfly, would you? I can't wait to watch it. I'm serious. And then Chris Ballas from the Wolverines, the latest on Michigan and will they play their season. Update on Harbaugh and Michigan recruiting. He'll check in. And Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And again, you can comment at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can opt in on that huge text chain. Text the word huge, 21,000. By the way, we want to welcome the Watson Auto Group to the Huge Radio Network. They are family-owned and locally-owned dealerships across Michigan, and some of the best deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. And currently, here on the west side of the state, they have a clearance event going on at Watson Rockford and also Watson Country locations in Benzie, Manistee, and Ludington. Low prices, best interest rates, but the summer clearance in Watson Rockford is different. Why? Because only in Watson Country and Watson Rockford will you get the best price guaranteed. Best price, period, no hassle, just the best price. Why would you go anywhere else? They're one of Michigan's top dealership groups. They're locally owned, family owned. They get it. Watson Country and also Watson Rockford, just north of GR, Benzie, Manistee, and Ludington. So check them out. They're good people. All right, and they're sponsoring our huge question of the day, our social network interaction. So thank you to Watson Country and the Watson's Auto Group on the Huge Radio Network. So answer that huge question of the day. How confident are you that college football will play this fall? That is our question. You can answer it at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I did get a text from Julia, who's listening, I think downriver in Monroe, Michigan. Would it be on AM 1270? I like the idea of the cannon, but I think you should be the one shot out of it, a.k.a. Evil Huge Knievel. I'm not getting shot out of a cannon. There's not even a dollar figure you could put on that. Because you know what? Let's just say you don't launch out of there and there's explosives behind your ass. Not a lot of second chances. So let me just refresh for the people listening on AM 1270 in Detroit and across the huge radio network. Here are promotional things that I told Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network that I won't do. I'm not jumping out of a plane because if the parachute doesn't work, there's not a second chance. I'm not bungee jumping off the Ambassador Bridge because if it snaps, there's not a second chance. And I'm not getting shot out of a cannon to launch the show in Detroit because, A, I might get stuck in there and they'd have to grease me up with lard or butter or oil to get me out. And I could lose my complete derriere because of an explosive charge. Not a second chance. If you have any launching into Detroit marketing angles for AM 1270, Detroit-based only, feel free to drop them. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. I love old school radio, the old promotions, right? There used to be the Prize Pinto. This tells you how young I was, that there was a Prize Pinto from an old classic rock station on the west side of the state in Grand Rapids where if you knew where the Prize Pinto was, they would give you hints, and you showed up first, they had like the first 10 people get a pizza. Well, I'm about 13, 14. We find out the Prize Pinto isn't too far from where we're at. So we go up to the Prize Pinto and the DJ, and they all look like they're members of the Eagles or Three Dog Night. He's not there, and there's like 10 certificates for pizzas. Well, they were just sitting there, like, on the car, on the hood. We thought, oh, they're just giving them away. So there's, like, six of us. We take all 10. We turn around, and the guy's name was Grody Bill Bodie. He's chasing us. Hey, you can't have those. It's only one per person. So we ran, and we ate a lot of pizza. Prize Pinto. So we got to come up with that launch into Detroit. I don't think the price. I think the Pintos, they stopped making them. Weren't they blowing up or something? cancel that promotion. Donna Frio Promotions, cancel that. So launching into Detroit, what's the way to do it? And we don't have $1 million. We don't have fireworks where you could spell HUGE show and AM 1270 in the sky. We can't put on a big mass people event because of social distancing right now in the pandemic. So let me know. Easiest way, add HUGE show on Twitter, the HUGE show on Facebook. And answer that HUGE question of the day. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. How confident are you college football will play this fall? How confident are you? Talk to Dan Dockich, indie radio talk show host, color commentator on ESPN. He knows hoops. He knows football, and he'll answer the HUGE question of the day next.
From Kalamazoo to Midland, this show is HUGE.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Now through Saturday the 25th, it's easy to get all the things your family needs in one trip. Mix or match 10 items for just a dollar, and the 11th is free. Like Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit. Extra large avocados, Meijer reclosable sandwich bags, and so much more. Some exclusions apply. Find all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. With 10 for 10, going on now through July 25th at Meijer. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Van Andel Institute began with the vision to improve the health and enhance the lives of current and future generations. Located in Grand Rapids, VAI strives daily to bring together the best ideas from around the globe to achieve transformational breakthroughs in science and education. VAI scientists work urgently to study diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, and its K-12 and graduate education programs empower students and teachers to solve the challenges facing our world. Learn more at VAI.org.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of GR, a couple hours from Detroit, maybe an hour and a half if you're coming down from Traverse City. It's accessible to everybody listening right now, and it's one of America's top public golf resorts. They offer two 18-hole layouts, Tullymore and St. Ives. They have fantastic stay-and-play packages, like the Sizzle and Summer deal that includes a prime rib dinner. Go to TullymoreGolf.com, book that stay-and-play package, mention the Huge Show, and you could save at TullymoreGolf.com. Also, check out the Lodge. It holds 24 people if you want to have the ultimate stay-and-play getaway when it comes to golf and also after your round. They offer fine dining to great sandwiches and more. See it for yourself at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesday broadcast with Superfly Hayes as our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. You can order any part or accessory for your car, truck, SUV, boat, ATV, jet ski, motorcycle, RV, you name it. You can order it at myautovaluestore.com. Pick it up on your schedule at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store in Michigan. They're a Michigan-based company. Your money will stay right here in the state. Or it can be shipped to your home, cottage, business, or anywhere in the U.S. That's myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Let's go talk about what's going on down in Indiana and across college basketball when it comes to COVID-19. Dan Dockich, local Indianapolis talk show host and also the best in the business when it comes to breaking down hoops. He's standing by the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. How you doing, Danny?
Congratulations. I saw you have added Detroit into the mix, so now the Motor City gets to listen to the genius, the brilliance that is the Huge Show. Congrats.
Wow, man. You read that exactly how I texted it to you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I can
do that.
Yeah, tell me what it's like right now. What's the COVID-19 world and sports world down in Indy right now?
You know, obviously the NFL continued with business as usual. So, and the NFL is what everybody, for the most part, wants to talk about. We were lucky that way. The Victor Oladipo stuff over the last 2 weeks, and in fact, actually breaking a little bit today with the fact that now he's probably going to play, has kept us afloat. Indianapolis 500 really hurt because our station carries it. And frankly, the ratings for the Indianapolis 500 on our station are ridiculous, like 20-plus, that kind of thing. But you know what, Huge? We just kind of kept on keeping on. We had a fake NCAA tournament, which is where my son's Ohio State Buckeyes won because it's my show. And we got involved in a lot of stupid stuff. But with camp coming up in less than 2 weeks, hopefully we'll get to somewhat business as usual.
What do you think about college football? It's a question of the day I threw out to the audience. How much... I guess positivity do you give towards college football starting? It really seems to be looking like it's going to get pushed back to the spring right now. Where are you at on college football happening, Big Ten across the country, come end of August, early September?
Oh, man, I'm an optimist in these things, so I'm going to say it's going to be pushed back a little bit. But the Big Ten's news of, you know, playing only conference games, I think helps that. I mean, I really don't know, Huge, and I believe this, man. Anybody that acts like or thinks that they know is making stuff up, because we're all just guessing. But I did feel like, okay, the Big Ten starting on time with the elimination of non-conference games is either a good thing or a bad thing for it. Look, you can say we're going to start on time, we're going to run it through 10 games, we're going to do whatever, or it gives us the flexibility to back it up a few weeks, see what other leagues do, see where this goes. Huge, I honestly don't know. All I know is this. I'm hoping, because my favorite sport is college and professional football. I love it. I love Saturdays. I get all my stuff done. I watch the noon Big Ten game. I bet my face off on it. I just love it, and I'm hoping, but I literally have no idea. Zero.
You know, one thing connected to college football, and also in the students back on campus, and I had Izzo on last week on the show, Danny, that if there's no college football and they can't go, or students come back and it's shut down because of an outbreak, you're going to look at college basketball trying to start after the first of the year without fans, and I guess waiting on where everything's at medically until you're able to allow fans in, or maybe even start your season.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that talk. I've heard a lot of, hey, look, November 1st, maybe out the window, December 1st, maybe, January 1st, probable. I haven't heard that from ESPN. You know, there's a lot of inventory, and a lot of money invested in things like Feast Week. College basketball, people think, you know, only exists for March a lot of times, or maybe the end of conference play, conference tournament play. But, man, there's a lot of interest in college basketball. I saw this, and I don't know what to make of it, Huge. I assume it's a good thing. I saw where the Maui Classic said that, hey, look, we're moving forward, man. We're anticipating playing. Obviously, that's Thanksgiving-ish. I talked to a couple folks down at Indiana that Indiana's in the tournament, and they say, look, we're kind of planning on doing that. Again, I don't know. Here's what I look at. I look at Pfizer. Pfizer, promising early to mid-stage results on a type of vaccine. You know, again, that's what I look at. I think if somehow in the next month somebody came up with some type vaccine. Now, I am involved in a drug relative to autism, and I can tell you, look, I thought the drug was going to help eventually pay for my daughter, her college. She's out of college now 2 years. So I don't know, Huge, but I would think if I were, I always say gun to head, right? Gun to head, what would you say? Well, gun to head, I would say that college basketball either doesn't start or starts on January 1st. But I've got no great insight. It's just a guess again.
High school sports. We're going to have Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, on the show tomorrow for an update on where they're at. And it's still a wait and see, I think, the next couple, 3 weeks. What are you hearing about Indiana high school football and fall sports?
Well, North Central High School, which is the home of a lot of guys that you've heard of, Eric Gordon being among them, and Washington Township, which includes North Central, has said no high school sports in the fall, and that's a big shockwave through our state. Big, big high school. That's 5,000 kids at the one high school and a number of other high schools around it. That's a big deal. Here in Indiana, what has come out of that is other high school districts have said, we're not ready to make that decision yet. We're not ready. We don't know. We're going to evaluate over the next couple of weeks. So that news in Indiana, I always believe this, Huge, and I think we saw this. You know, with the Ivy League in March was the first league to shut it down. The Ivy League's the first one to shut it down here in terms of fall sports. You know, we saw what the Big Ten did. I always contend that in these type of situations, the biggest shutting it down first is not a good sign for others having high school sports. And I don't think North Central is the biggest high school here in the state. I think there are three other high schools here in Indiana that are around it, if not as big, either bigger or just a little bit less. But North Central High School in Washington Township doing that in our little neck of the world is ominous, I think, for the rest of high school sports here in Indiana.
Now, did they move their football to the spring, or are they just wiping it clean and there's just no fall sports and they're moving on to their spring sports after Christmas break and first of the year in Indiana?
My understanding is they've just wiped it clean, and volleyball being, I think it's boys golf or women's golf, women's tennis, I think. My understanding is it's wiped off now. That's what I was told and what I read. But I probably should have. I kind of take it as its word. But with most things, Huge, what I do is I try to read between the lines. But I read that as football done, fall sports done. Could change, I'm sure, but that's how I read it to this point.
All right, so now you have the Hoosier State. You have where high school basketball is king over high school football, and I'm not downplaying high school football anywhere in the state of Indiana. So normally that basketball season for high school would start, I think, somewhere in November, I'm guessing. So are they pushing that back to after the first of the year?
Man, that's up in the air, but I'll tell you this. There was a, and I think North Central and some of the biggest high schools in the state were involved in sectionals, which is our first round of the high school state tournament. And this is terrible when I tell you this, but they had a packed house right when Corona started, and five people from that one gym that one night have died from the coronavirus. Including, and this is where North Central comes in again, Huge, including the athletic director at North Central. Now, in all five people, in all five people, there were mitigating circumstances, but Corona got them, and that's five in one gym on one particular night, Huge, in the state of Indiana. So I think the state of Indiana, the IHSAA, is being, if not, some probably will say overly precautious. I would say they're you can't be overly in this instance with what happened on that one night back in March.
Isn't your wife a softball coach, if I'm not wrong, or a former softball coach, right?
Yeah, my wife, softball, Olympic alternate softball player, All-American, then a softball coach, yes.
Well, where's she at on everything COVID-19 when it comes to the female side of sports?
She's interesting. I have a stepdaughter who plays softball at Harvard, and they canceled their fall, and they canceled last year. They got 10 games in. She is huge, and this is probably going to get me in trouble, but we're among those that we read everything. We want to know. And I'm not saying anybody should ever die, but her thought is, you know what, when you really examine what happens to people, in their 20s and teens in this virus, there's a case to be made for going to school. There's a case to be made for having sports. One of the things that we discuss, and I discussed today with Seth Greenberg on my show, but my wife and I discuss it, is our schools and the bubbles that sports are in the safest place that kids could be? I mean, let's be honest. I have kids in their 20s, living at my house throughout this entire pandemic. It's hard to keep them smart. It's hard to keep them from not having people at the house. It's hard for keeping them when bars open back up from not going out and being social. I wonder if being at school, Seth Greenberg really advocates this, being at school isn't the safest place for kids. And let's say schools aren't going to start. It gets even safer for athletes to have football or to have basketball if you don't have students on campus. It's a bubble that they can live in. So as coaches, Seth, myself, and my wife, we talk about this all the time. I don't know the real answer. I just know that statistically, obviously, for kids 25 and under, this disease is almost non-existent in terms of, it's existent, but almost non-existent when you look at other diseases that they get. So my answer is I have no freaking idea. And I don't want to put kids in as an incubator. I don't want them to be an experiment because we're trying to see. But based on what you read, the environments that colleges are putting athletes in seem to be fairly safe.
It's amazing, and I agree with what you and your wife said, that the different opinions, because nobody knows, you know, like you just said, nobody, there are so many, and this is from the medical professionals and, you know, medical advice from media people like us, you can take it for what it's worth, but I'm talking medical professionals and the different, the charts, the graphs, the numbers, cases, deaths, how different it is in different areas at different times. We've had no true read on this, and it's crazy.
No, and, you know, I have people that follow, on our sister station's a political station, and they, a couple of guys are friends, and they're like, hey, Dan, Dr. Fauci has literally been successful at playing every single side of this. In fact, friend Frischella came on my show, and he said Dr. Fauci is the only guy that gives a second opinion on his own opinion. So and when you say that, man, people crush you, right? Like if you know, if you're on one side or the other, man, the other side just crushes you. I've tried to pay as close attention to this as I can because, frankly, my livelihood depends on it. My contract's up after this month at ESPN. I'm trying to redo one, so I got to have, college sports. But the truth is, we don't know. And the truth is, one thing I'm very, very concerned about is the idea of sending in athletes as guinea pigs, the idea of sending in fans as guinea pigs. I'll tell you what here, Hughes, the Indianapolis 500, which back in its heyday, there'd be 500,000 people here on race day. Now it's come back a bit, but the estimates are closer to 250 to 300,000, which is obviously a hell of a lot of people in a small area or an area that isn't, you know, an entire town. So what the Indianapolis 500 has done is they said, look, we're going to race on August 23rd, assuming everything goes well. We're going to go to half capacity. Now, Hughes, I don't know what half capacity means. Is that half capacity of what they've had over the last few years? And I also don't know, and I'm going to, I guess at some point you have to trust the people in the know. But, man, are you bringing folks in to be human guinea pigs? Is this a test? I mean, I don't know. But I ask that question a lot on my show, and I ask that question a lot of my listeners. Would you go? Would you attend? And it's about 50-50 usually. And you got to understand, here in Indianapolis, going to the Speedway with your cooler is a way of life, man. It's generational here. So it's about 50-50 people saying, yeah, it's still going. No, I don't want any part of it. No, I'll watch it on TV, even though it's blacked out. It's an interesting world is the best I can give you.
Amen. Dan Dockich, Indy sports talk show host, one of the most popular the Hoosier State has ever seen, kind of like the Bobby Knight of the microphone on a daily basis.
Go.
Also, ESPN College Hoops breaks it down better than anybody. Thanks for the love. I saw the tweet on the edition of AM 1270 to the Huge Radio Network out of Detroit. Danny, stay safe. My best to you and your family. We'll talk soon.
Huge congratulations on all the continued success, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, back at you, Dan Dockich. A lot of people don't like him because he's honest. Like in college basketball, he'll be honest. He might call out Cassius Winston, the Michigan State Nation, because of Twitter. We'll go after him. He's honest. I love him. He's a good man on air and off air. And a lot of people I meet are even better off air than what you hear on air. I'm exactly the polar opposite of that. I'm nice on air, and Superfly will write the book one day about off air. Huge question of the day. How confident are you that college football will be played this fall? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also, you can opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. And that means you can text the show anytime you want to.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
These days, we all agree we need to stay safe, and your local Auto Value Parts stores want to help. That's why we now offer same-day curbside pickup on thousands of in-stock parts. All you need to do is place your order at myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Then call the store when you arrive, and one of our team members will bring the order right out to your vehicle. It's that easy. Shop local. Shop Michigan-based Auto Value and support your friends and neighbors. Auto Value. Service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friend Mark Ewell. He's the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And during this COVID-19 pandemic, they've been trying to find the balance between safety and the return to play for high school athletes throughout Michigan. You can get the latest news from their Lansing office at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook, and online at MHSAA.com. They are currently formulating plans for the fall, spring, and the entire upcoming school year when it comes to high school sports, including summer trainings and workouts that could lead into scrimmages and practices beginning for fall sports. So again, go to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook to get the latest on COVID-19 and its impact on the return of high school sports in Michigan.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle during the $1 million summer. Saturdays now through September. That's right, $1 million in premium play is up for grabs. With six players winning $500 every half hour from 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's the $1 million summer, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for Watson Rockford. The most exciting new Ram truck store in Michigan has joined the Watson Country family of dealerships, known for the best selection and best price on new Ram trucks anywhere in Michigan. Watson Rockford is also an exclusive Business Link dealer, and that means they know trucks, including a full line of Ram commercial trucks like ProMaster. At Watson Rockford, we don't expect your business. We do everything we can to earn it. Get your best price on your new Ram or Jeep during the summer clearance event. Watson Rockford, off of 131, exit 101, and M50.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. The Huge Radio Network, 21 stations strong. Day four on AM 1270 in Detroit. If you have any ideas on how we could launch the show promotionally in Detroit, something big outside of Superfly being shot out of a cannon at the Detroit Fairgrounds. Rocco and Romeo dropped a text. Here's the idea about the cannon. What if he was shot over the tiger exhibit at the Detroit Zoo? That way you tie in the Tigers and the return to play. Okay. Not buying that. I don't do anything I don't get a second chance at. That's it. It's my motto in life. And I won't jump off a bridge, out of a plane, or be launched out of a cannon. Because what's the point? Okay, if, like Marty Boer was saying, and he knows a guy who owns a carnival cannon, they're not using it right now because there's no carnivals because of COVID. Okay, I get shot into a net, and let's say 200 yards. Just a human projectile. Hope you hit the net. What does that solve? Nothing. There has to be something else. So drop a text. Give me your ideas. Text the word HUGE to 21,000 or at HUGE Show on Twitter. A lot of conversation coming up. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Lions are signing some players. NFL's moving ahead. All the pro sports leagues. They're not shutting down. They're not. Rising cases does not warrant shutting sports down or America down. It doesn't. Hospitals overrun and more people dying. God forbid we ever revisit what we went through in April and May. And then we're back to square one on this. So Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Mark Wilson, our PGA insider on Tiger back this weekend at Jack's tournament down in Ohio. 24/7, all the interviews, the online columns, everything you need about The Huge Show is available 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.